You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Last night, the government voted against a Green Party bill that was proposed to help reduce the gender pay gap in New Zealand, which currently stands between 12 and 14%. I spoke with Jan Logie, Green Party woman spokesperson, on her bill's rejection. I began by asking her to tell me just a little bit about the bill and what it hoped to achieve.
So it was quite a small targeted bill. Wasn't going to solve the entire problem around the gender pay imbalance, but what it was doing was introducing some transparency into pay rates. So it would have required employers to add gender to all of the other payroll data that they collect at the moment and to send that into the Ministry of Business and Innovation on an annual basis. And for women and staff to be able to request the aggregated data to be able to find out if there was a disparity in their job area. So, because at the moment we find that a lot of women find out that they're being paid less than their male colleagues, but they only find out by accident. And we don't think that should be an accident. We think for this to be an even playing field, everyone needs to have access to that information.
Absolutely. Was there much support for the bill?
It was really close. It's just so gutting it didn't pass. It was, it got voted down 60-59, and, we've had a lot of support from a wide range of people in the community, from women's organisations to unions to a lot of women business leaders, including Teresa Gassing, who, ironically described the bill as, one of the lightest possible touches for improving the situation for women economically, and yet the government seemed to think it, this lightest possible touch was too much.
So the voting turned out it was 59-60. What was what was that made up of? Who was rejecting?
So in support, it was Labour, New Zealand First, Māori Party, and of course Greens, being a Green bill. Yeah, and so opposing was the National Party, ACT, and United Future.
So what grounds was it that it was rejected?
We heard a lot of excuses and none of them really stack up. You really could drive a truck through the holes in their arguments. They said that they had privacy concerns, and this is just adding gender to information that's already collected, where there are names alongside, the information that they're so worried about protecting already. And this is from the government, who's trying to require community organisations to send them identifiable data for people accessing programs for domestic violence. Like, those arguments do not stack up. They raise concerns about that it would be too, create too much red tape, sending in this one report to the ministry every year of data that they should be collecting anyway, with one extra column. Apparently too onerous. They said that there were concerns about the lack of detail where there's a provision in the bill to protect privacy around having an independent assessor. And like, that's kind of a fair point in terms of the detail, but traditionally, that could be done through guidance from the ministry in terms of your systems for doing that. And if they really wanted to provide more detail, we could have, in legislation, we could have done that in select committee. So again, it doesn't stack up. It was just really, I think, embarrassing, and considering that this fight for equal pay has been going on for 120 bloody four years, to stand up and say no to a solution that's worked overseas is just beyond frustrating.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen that the government are redrafting the equal pay bill, their equal pay bill. How is that going to be making it harder for women to get equal pay?
Thank you. It's a really important question. And if anyone's listening to this, then submissions close at 5 p.m. today on the government's bill, so people can go and have a look for themselves. I'm really concerned about what they're doing with that legislation. What they are doing is the Equal Pay Act at the moment. And when it went through the courts said that to take a claim for work of equal value, that women, it was you should make the comparison between the most a woman's dominated job and a male dominated job, and you should find the best comparator to make sense of that, and that it didn't, you shouldn't have to look in your workplace in the first instance because it might be contaminated by it being part of a female dominated industry. And so the government's basically overturning that decision. They're also adding another criteria around historical underpayment that women will have to prove to be able to take a claim. And if you think about that in terms of jobs that may not have even existed before and the increasing number of jobs that are new and being created, that's a very significant barrier. They're also restricting the right to strike for pay equity, and they are, if full pay case is made through the court process, which is still a backup in this, and they're restricting and denying women the right to back pay. So there's a whole lot of things that they're doing in here that practically will just make it very difficult for women to take the cases.
So what is next for this Green Party bill and the fight for gender equality?
I sigh. the government's killed the bill. So what we will be doing is fighting to get it into the, either into the government's bill that they've got and that they'll be bringing back to the House. But I've got real concerns with that unless they make some massive changes to that bill, because, as I was saying, it's really taking us backwards. So it wouldn't be the ideal solution to add this provision into something that's so awful. So really, for me, it's about changing the government so that we can get a government that's committed to women's economic equality and get some actual action.
Can anyone explain why the modern-day whales are so big?
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.